Hello, everybody. Here's Paul.
And this is Neelam.
We welcome you. And for those who are joining us, Neelam has a most magnificent program, a pioneering program that she is offering to gentlemen. And so Neelam's going to be talking about it. I'm going to ask her a couple of questions first. Neelam, as a man, I know that one of the first questions that many men are going to ask is, you're a woman. How can you be talking about men, about sacred men, about conscious men? And I know you're going to include me in the conversation as pointing at me. And so point away, my dear. But I know though that many men are going to be curious. A woman talking about male conscious awareness, that's different. Tell us about that.
Be ready, Mr. Hinsberger.
That I am, Miss Nawani.
So, first of all, this workshop isn't about men per se or women per se. What my life mission is, one of the life missions, is to share the teachings of the Divine Feminine. And as those of you who are shamanic students know, that the ultimate aim of our life is to bring balance. And what is that balance? That balance is between our masculine energy and feminine energy. There is a very popular myth. The moment we say the word masculine, people feel it is about men. And when we say the word feminine, people feel it is about only women. But women carry feminine energy and masculine energy both. And likewise, men have within themselves the masculine energy and the feminine energy both. And all these years, I have been sharing the teachings of the Divine Feminine with women. And now the time has come, and I am being guided to share these teachings, to share my heart of the Divine Feminine with men. And as we all know, the world as we see it today is driven primarily by the force of the masculine, the doer, the one who wants to achieve more, the one who wants to be in power and control. And in the desire of doing and achieving and success and manifesting and expanding, the collective consciousness has gone way to the other end of the spectrum and is driven by primarily the masculine energy. And the feminine has gone into suppression or hiding. And so it is important for all of us to understand that when we talk about nature, when we talk about Mother Earth, when we talk about Prakriti, it is all about the feminine and the masculine, both primarily the feminine. And in the ancient times, humanity or mankind lived very closely in principles with nature and Prakriti. And hence, life was simple, life was balanced, life was in alignment with who we are, and there was a very deep rhythm within our mind, body, and spirit. As the spectrum of the scale for men and women both has gone to the other end of the scale, where primarily we have started living and embodying a masculine way of being, this has affected not only just the society and the collective consciousness. It has affected who we are as a human being. It has affected our relationships. It has affected our health. It has affected our soul purpose. It has affected our spirituality. It has affected all aspects of our life. And now, time has come for men and women both to partner with each other in the rising of the new consciousness. And so what I observed was the teachings of the Divine Feminine were offered to primarily women, talking about their womb healing and their cycles and so on. However, these aspects also apply to men. And so it is important for a man to understand what is the Divine Feminine. Why it is important for him to reintegrate the feminine energies within himself in order to balance with his masculine. Because be it a man or a woman, if a woman operates from primarily masculine, the feminine will automatically be imbalanced. And similarly, a man who primarily operates from the masculine and has disowned or moved away from his own feminine energy, his masculine will also be wounded, and hence the imbalance will automatically happen. So while it is not a question of which energy is superior, we need to partner with both the energies, the masculine and the feminine. And so this endeavor of mine, this passion of mine, is not to teach men who they are or what they should be, but to just open a doorway into their lives to help them understand and walk that sacred gateway of the divine feminine, and slowly take steps to bring those energies back into their lives so that it can balance and partner with the divine masculine within a man, and so that a man can have a better health, better peace of mind, better harmony in his relationships with his family, with his work, with society as a whole. And this is what the collective consciousness is moving towards in these times. And so the teachings are unique to men, although the divine feminine teachings is for women, which I have been sharing. So why a separate workshop for men? Because men have a unique signature, a sense. They feel differently, they think differently, and yet there is a need for them to align with the feminine energy within themselves. And so I am bringing it from the perspective of the divine feminine rather than a man or a woman. And so my endeavor is to share these teachings with men. And then maybe we can partner together as men and women and come together as a collective whole. But once a man marries his own masculine with his feminine, and a woman marries her own masculine with her feminine, only then we are complete within oneself. And then only when we come together as a man and a woman, the marriage is complete, or the society is complete. It's the Shiva and the Shakti coming together as one, complete by themselves, in harmony with themselves, in rhythm with their own beat. One is incomplete without the other. And so it is not about saying this is good or this is bad. It is about bringing in that balance and rhythm and dance and alignment within one's own being.
Using that word marriage, as a man that clicked, was able to understand the integration of both the feminine within my masculine and so on. For some of our gentlemen who may be listening, they may be still wondering a little bit, well, what exactly is the divine feminine? Can you share a little bit of insight into that?
Sure. So let me begin with what the divine masculine is, and the other end of the polarity will be the divine feminine. So the divine the masculine energy is all about doing, is all about going out there, go-getter attitude, doing things, achieving things. It's about action. It's about giving. It's about providing. It's about being out there and achieving things. It's about light. It's about outward momentum. Divine, and it's about logic. It's about the mind. And opposite of that, the other end of the polarity is the feminine energy. She is about soft, nurturing energy. She is about compassion and love. She is about receiving. She is about the ability to descend into her own self, into her own darkness, and heal those emotional aspects of the self rather than the logical, analytical masculine. So she is about feelings. She is about emotions. She is about intuition. She is about receptivity. She is about vulnerability. She is about creativity. And she's the night time of the spectrum of the entire cycle. Even in nature, we have two seasons which are masculine. The spring, where the seeds are sown and the new life starts budding out. And summer, where the growth reaches its momentum and its peak. And autumn, these two are masculine. And autumn, where the activity starts declining and the shedding begins. and winter, where the life ends. And these two seasons are feminine. Even nature teaches us this balance. So while we have learned to go out there and achieve and expand, we have forgotten our connection to the earth. We have forgotten our connection to our own hearts and our souls and who we truly are. We have forgotten those basics, basic fundamentals. We have moved away from our heart, from our compassion, from our emotions, to operating very logically and in a masculine way. We live a very linear life. There is rewards and recognitions and hierarchy in a masculine way of being. There is isolation. We've moved away from a community way of living. This is mine, this is yours, my car, my home, my world. It's all a my-based living. Whereas the divine feminine is circular, is cyclical. She says she is inclusive and she knows that she cannot grow in isolation. She holds the family together. She brings the community together. The goodness of one is the goodness of all, the web of life, the cause and the effect. That my actions and my doings matter and they are creating a ripple effect in the web of life. From a my thinking, it's a we thinking. From a logical perspective, it's an intuitive, heart-based perspective. It's coming in touch with our emotions, our creativity, and our vulnerability. And feeling safe, being held by the Divine Mother, and feeling safe in our pain and our emotions, and not running away from them. The collective today has too much undigested sorrow, undigested anger. And the result of that is anger and abuse and violence and greed and control and power. When we learn the divine feminine way of being, she teaches us to be in touch with our pain, to be in touch with our emotions, to be in touch with who we are as individuals at the level of our soul and the level of our body. She brings back connection to all these aspects and takes us on a deeper journey of healing our emotions, of healing our pain, of getting in touch with our purpose, which may not be just money, but maybe of being of service to the community. And so this balance from a me to we is becoming very imperative in these times when we have been led through the global pandemic. It is teaching us to go within ourselves, face our shadows, face our wounding, to go deep down, to descend like the roots of the tree so that we can rise. And it is here where the teachings of the Divine Feminine hold each one of us, hold our hand to face these things, to rise in our true essence and our power and in our authenticity. Many of us are having these questions as we are losing our jobs. We are questioning, what is the worth of this life? Why am I here? And it is in this chaos, if we allow it, we find the clarity. And finding the inner Shakti, the inner strength to go through this chaos, to go through these dark nights of the soul, it is where the feminine and the Divine Mother holds each one of us and asks us not to be afraid and asks us to get in touch with the deepest aspects of our being so that we can find and reclaim who we truly are as a humankind, as a man, as a woman, and so that we can share this gift of being with others and we can find deep love, deep faith, deep trust within our relationships, within our own self, and we can live in alignment with the principles of nature. We can live as a collective whole rather than being isolated and seem lonely in our journeys, afraid to reach out, afraid to speak our truths, afraid to be who we really are, afraid of being judged. And this is where the Divine Feminine energies and teachings help us to go deep within ourselves and to find our true core and find our true essence, and hence partner with the energy of the Divine Masculine and go there out and create a healthy balance of achieving, of doing, of expansion and not destroy the earth, not destroy our own life, and find that there is something deeper to life and living rather than just our achievements, a bigger car, a bigger home, a trophy wife or a trophy husband, a bigger, a better land, or all that aspects which take us away probably from who we really feel deeply within. And so these are the teachings of the Divine Feminine, which brings us close to ourselves.
It's very, very beautiful what you have just shared. And one of the key undercurrents of your words is that within the Divine Feminine, it is giving, it is sharing, and it's working together rather than the solo warrior man out there who's trying to go for the gusto for his own self. He may be driven and motivated by family and things, but he's driven more by the pressure of culture and society and expectations. Whereas what you are sharing here empowers a man within to make him a much more viable and well-rounded person, where those polarities, as you had talked about, are brought together. It will allow a man to be able to express from his heart, be able to feel life instead of just charging through life with blinders on, and to reevaluate and to become empowered from the heart, rather than being this big macho. Instead, he's finding an inner strength that will radiate in love.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's an absolutely beautiful thing that you're doing, and you are pioneering this. Now, for our audience, you had written an absolutely beautiful write-up from your heart. And we're going to be putting that up on the website. And we wanted to put it in the newsletter for December. And it was so big, but it was so beautiful at the same time that it needs to be shared. So can you please read that beautiful letter that you had put up?
Sure. I also wanted to share that a man goes through equal pain and equal wounding, just as a woman does, with regards to her own feminine. But the cultural conditioning that we have, that men can't be soft, men can't be like this, has also, and because of the cultural conditioning of how a man should be, has also enabled his own disintegration from his inner feminine. And so that is also one of the endeavors, to help us clear those taboos at the level of the cultural consciousness, at the level of the society, that a man who is soft is not weak. He is only strong in his heart. The moment a man is soft and cries, the typical statements that we hear, oh, don't be a pussy. Well, pussy isn't a bad thing. And so many taboos around these verbatims that we use, it's time for those to change. It's time for men and women to look at each other with love and understanding and compassion, and not as competition, and not as I am superior or you are superior. And that is possible only when each man and each woman embark on this journey of their own healing, of their own wounding, of their own pain, and face it and acknowledge it. That is one. Another aspect which I want to point out is that we talk about womb healing for women. That women have, when we are in the womb of our mother, whatever our parents go through, whatever our mother goes through, whatever we go through in the womb of the mother during the gestation, from, I mean, not just gestation, but preconception, conception, gestation, and birth, has immense imprints involved and has a lot of trauma involved. And these imprints are not just absorbed by women. They are absorbed equally by a boy child, by a man. And so the life a man might be living may be driven by the life and the imprints and the beliefs and the patterns that his parents are or have been. And so while a lot of healing surrounds the womb, healing of the wombs of women, I have seen barely anything along the similar lines for men to heal their own imprints and own haras or own body issues or emotional or psychological issues that they have imprinted from their parents during their birthing journey. And so that is also one of my endeavors, to bring this healing to the doorstep of men, to help them understand what is their truth. Are they living from their truth, or are they living from the aspects or truth of their parents, which may not be a truth for them, which may be a lie? So we are living a lie of our parents. We are living the truth of our parents, and which is a lie for us. And so the endeavor will also go into understanding those aspects as men, as to whether the life that we're living is the life that we truly desire, or is it the life imprinted by the expectations of the society, by the beliefs and the fears and the wounding of our parents. And it is so important for us all to look at these aspects and to understand them and to shift them and to heal them, so that we can be who we truly are, birthed for, and rise in our sacred purpose, rise in our sacred being and divinity as a man, as a woman. And so that is also one of the endeavors of this workshop.
Beautiful.
And now I will share the write-up that you are asking me to share.
Oh, thank you, Neil.
A man has to be tough. What happens then to his softness? A man has to be a provider and a giver. What happens to his receiving? A man has to fix problems. What happens then to his ability to face difficult emotions within himself? A man has to earn money and provide for his family. What happens to his own tender heart and caring? A man has to use his logic, his mind. What happens then to the connection that he has to his body, heart, and soul? A man has to be a go-getter. He has to be ambitious, achiever, successful. What happens then to his relationships? What happens then to his own identity, his self-worth, his relationship with his own self? A man has to be a macho. What happens to his soft, nurturing, emotional side? Does it feel safe for him to be seen and expressed in his rawness, in his realness, in his vulnerability? Yes, he needs to build his muscles and have a tough body. What happens to his senses and sensitivity? He has to do more, grow more, have more money, buy a better home, a bigger car, branded clothes, phone, and so on. Has he created a home where he feels safe, loved, and held? Has he learned to be present to his own inner shadows, his conflict, his emotional turmoil? Or is it safe for him to just be quiet and shut down? In living up to the definitions of being a good son, a good friend, a husband, employee, a partner, he has forgotten or perhaps suppressed what he really truly desires from his heart in his life. What has happened to his creativity? Does it feel, is it good enough to make him a home, earn money, survive, be successful? How about the music which runs in his veins? What about the words that dance in his cells, or heart that breathes into his being? Does he crave the flow and birthing of his creative self? Is he present to his pain, his pressure, the demands which life makes of him? Or is his natural expression only guilt or anger when he feels inadequate or not good enough? Has he realized he has become what his parents, teachers, society wants him to be, which may or may not agree to what he really wants to be, may not agree with his own ideals. As a man is pushed towards his awakening, standing on the precipice of who he really is, the questions emerge. Why am I really here? What are my secret desires and longings? How can I find a family, a tribe, a gathering who doesn't condemn my uniqueness but rather honors it? In the struggle of haves and have-nots, pressure for survival and making ends meet, the man who desires something richer, more fulfilling, gets lost perhaps in his chaos, in this struggle, in this inner turmoil. He takes a few steps towards contributing to society, seeking meaning and significance of a deeper way of being, and yet at times feels lost in his confusion, in his pain, in his search. Old structures don't work anymore. Titles, definitions, certifications, labels scream and feel fake. He can disconnect and space out, or he can find his inner Shakti and allow her to take him deeper through this death, through this rebirth to his true core. For the Shakti tells him that construction cannot happen until he allows this deconstruction. He looks for strength and support. He seeks deeper connections, that of a community, of an opportunity to tap into his creativity while being scared to express his vulnerability. While he struggles inside, he is ready to show his wounds, open his heart, feel his pain and be held, feel safe in it. He is learning to honor his intuition, his inner voice, guided by his inner feminine. Will he allow this union with his own feminine, with his own Shakti? So I invite every man to join me in this journey of the Divine Feminine, who shares through me the powerful experiences and tools to bring this balance in the collective, beginning with you, beginning with me, in this balance of the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine. So come, I invite you on this journey of finding, integrating, owning your own inner true being, your own true inner feminine. Aho.
Aho. Aho. Thank you so much, Neelam, for being. Thank you for your words, your loving heart, and for sharing these teachings for men. For us gentlemen, you are opening up a doorway of cohesive understanding for ourselves of who we are as men that will empower men to dare to stand up, to be who they truly are, to not be molded by society, but rather to become trailblazers in a whole new dimension of humanity and living lives of great significance to others. So thank you so much for what you are doing here, because this is really very beautiful. So if I wasn't your husband, I would fall in love with you.
And I share these experiences and these teachings from the heart. And as you can see, I'm emotional enough already.
Indeed.
So hope this call from my heart reaches the call of every man to reignite, to refuel, to refulfill, and to refine his own true self.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Neelam.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.